So this is the most important, the most talked about one at the moment, which is crystal meth or methamphetamine. Tina and so many words there are written there for it. And the thing is that Tina is so beloved by so many people because it makes you horny like hell, makes you be able to fuck for days without sleep, or at least think you're fucking. I'm coming back to that later. It's really a foradistic. It gives you self-confidence. It really makes you strong. It really makes you feel king of the world. So like in Titanic, standing in the front of the ship and being the king of the world, this is something very, very topical. It speeds up your lifetime. You don't have the idea on how much hours you're in action, because if you don't feel time any longer, and your sexual desire is really big like hell, and your sexual performance most of the time can be very good. But a very typical side effect of crystal meth, and that you see that people took crystal meth, is when they're just staring on their phones the whole day, looking for new sex partners for hours and hours and hours and nights, and thinking they have good sex, and they will tell you they had the best sex of their life in this night, and you can tell them, but you stared on your iPhones all the night and looked for new sex partners. We didn't have anything. Why did you think you have the best sex of your life? So this is a typical side effect of crystal meth. And the typical routes of administration, which are quite important, you can inhale it in your nose, so like speed or like cocaine and so on, which is not very common. The most common way is doing it in a glass pipe and smoking it, which is one of the most dangerous ways. It's okay because it gives you a light flow, so it's not that fast than if you inject it, but it's damaging your lungs intensely. So if you do it regularly, it's the most worse of the forms. If you do it just sometimes, it's okay, but if you do it quite often, it really destroys your body a lot. This is why it's said to be the most dangerous one. Then you have the rectal administration, which is quite famous, which is called booty bump. So you put it in a syringe, without needle of course, and then put it in your ass, and this gives you a real fast kick. And the fastest kick, of course, gives you the injection, but also the most risky one. And if you do a booty bump, or you do it with a needle in your injecting it, that these are the two ways that makes you very easily addicted to crystal meth. And this is why it's said that one time use can be enough to make you addicted to crystal meth. But this is only more or less for the rectal and the injection part. The other ones don't make you that easy and that fast addictive, but these can be really, because it's so strong in the feeling, that makes you addicted easily.
In general, addiction level correlates to the speed of the rush we're doing.
Yeah.
So injection is usually the worst. Smoking the next is, of course.
Yeah.
And I think when we look at the chemsex community and the gay community, the most important or unhandleable thing, what is my experience with this drug, is that people who use it frequently and going addicted to it, well, of course, of the working schemes, so what pretend the drug in your mind is that you do not have any problems. So you cannot realize that your life will drop down because you're a drug addicted community member. So, and this is, you will say, when I address you and say, okay, Matthias, I've seen you've used crystal meth for 4 weeks frequently. So you will say, oh no, but it's no problem. No. And
that's
this
strong.
And that you cannot, and I've seen people losing their jobs, losing their friends, losing their homes, and they say, okay, but I have no problem. I don't know what everybody around handles here. And this is my experience, and I think this is one of the topics why this is so badly to grab and to communicate in a way.
Yeah. The thing is that crystal meth was coming originally from the Czech Republic. So it spread out from the Czech Republic, and first it was only in the areas around the Czech Republic. Then there was a Dutch scene, so there were Dutch laboratories where they were produced in the Dutch country, in the Netherlands. So it developed there. But the further you went from these countries, the less crystal meth was used. It was introduced and used in the scenes. But now, as it's so easy to produce, it's so cheap, it's nothing. You can really earn a lot of money with it because it's a medication against coughing plus some extras. So it's really something that is very easily to get and very cheap, and it's very easy to produce, and this is why it's spreading all everywhere.